Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like a sport in Sorrento. And tell you right, remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Started with the Dolphins, who will host a joint practice with the Jaguars in Miami Gardens this morning, beginning at 10:15. The practice is open to the public. The third and final preseason game will be Saturday night at Hard Rock. Over to the Marlins, who avoided the sweep, beating the Cardinals 6-2. Miami will get a day off today before beginning a three-game home series with the Blue Jays tomorrow night. And in soccer, Inter Miami beat Tigres 2-1 in the League's Cup, advancing to the semifinal against Orlando. Next up, Miami will head to D.C. on Saturday night. Bo, I assume you have thoughts.
What is Tigres, an international team? Or what?
I don't know.
I think somebody was mad at me for doing that. I'm not. So they started something a few years ago between Mexico.
All I see is I look up after I said Tigres, and I see him. He's saying something. Because I know you hate these cups and all that.
Well, I don't mind them if they're like, if you don't make it up, just so you can give Messi a ribbon on the well, he never played.
So Europe's got their own deal, yes, where all the top teams,
play each other.
But that's been the Champions League.
Yeah,
right?
Champions League's been around
been
a long
going
time.
On for a long time.
You know, Joe spends a lot of time in Europe.
Well, I was in France, and they won it all.
He's big in soccer now.
You know, he's in France. You know, he's going to Wimbledon, doing all those kind of things out there. And
hey,
you know,
he might get a second home out there somewhere. Joe walking around. He loves it there.
Can you imagine Joe walking around in Paris? Huh?
I think he loves it there. He won't admit it, but
he
goes there a lot, and I think he loves it.
No, I got to be honest with all you guys. All you guys are clowns, because I've had everybody going. So I had it happen again a couple days ago. Like, you went to France. And I go, yeah, my wife really wanted to go. And they go, really? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. How'd you like it? And they're all waiting for me to go.
He goes, I love the Louvre.
You loved it.
I did like it. I didn't have
okay.
a problem.
Not, you don't have to be like ashamed of it.
And then on top
that
of that, my wife the whole time's going, I know you didn't really want to do this. She's telling me, I know you, outside of going to the tennis tournament, Roland Garros, you didn't really.
Well, that's why I said, Joe, you're going to France? I go, that sounds a little odd. And he goes, yeah, well, I'm going to go to the French Open.
Well, that's part of the deal. There had to be some negotiation. Like, no, we'll go so you can go on. And honestly, she wanted to go too. That's what she said. And she goes, and I'm going to set up a bunch of stuff for us to do. And I go, oh, boy, I can't wait. We're going to go on these tours with people. I go, great.
No, but, Joe, I'm sure you
told me. No, it was fun. We had fun.
You know, romantic trip. You know, and you've seen the Eiffel Tower out of your room, because I know you had a good room.
I did.
Right?
And by the way, it is gorgeous. Yeah. And all that stuff. I know you're being a smartass right now, but it was.
Does it light up at night? Was it cool?
We stayed up the first night.
To see it?
Yeah.
To watch it as soon as the sun, and they go, it's coming. She goes, 9:30, it's going to happen. It was freezing. Didn't have a jacket. And I go, man, I hope it hurries. But it was.
Was it better than you thought it would be?
Yeah.
When it just
lights up? Yeah, no, it's nice.
But the Eiffel Tower just stays lit for a little while. It's not like all night, is it? Or it stays
I don't know.
Stays lit all night.
Well, I'm still on limited time, man. When it's bedtime, it's bedtime there. Plus, you know, but it was fine. And the people were nice. I am not. That was a great
trip. Joe told me, and I shouldn't say this, but he told me in confidence. He said, it was a very romantic week.
I would tell you openly. I went for it every night. Are you kidding me? Of course I did.
He had to look at those paintings all day. It's the least.
Joe got locked in on the one that were undressed,
man.
I just picture Joe standing there looking at the Mona Lisa, like, what am I supposed to do with this?
No, you know what? Sometimes I've been selfish my whole life. I've been openly selfish. And she said, you know, I go, hey, what would you like to do? You know, we've been,
you know,
a lot of
culture.
Stuff.
You got a little culture.
And she goes, I'd like to fly over and see Paris for a week.
Yeah.
I go, you know what?
Who's going to go with you?
That's going to be fun. I want to do it. She's listening right now. I knew you didn't want to go. I knew it. Now you're bad-mouthing the trip. No, I had a good time. I had a good time.
You came back and raved about it. I know you liked it.
I did. There was a lot of fun things to do.
You said the food was good, too, right?
The food was good. Yeah. I had no, and by the way, the people get a bad rap over there. They were nice.
Yeah.
The ass clowns were the Americans. Honestly, the ass clowns.
I could understand
I did
that.
This. I did tour, and we had some people from Texas. They couldn't have been ruder
really?
than they were the whole trip.
Yeah.
And then they got where they didn't talk to us.
So
we're
they liked
driving
you.
Home.
They liked you over there. You're a loud American. They liked you, though. You were okay? Like, they accepted you?
I just thought when you went in a restaurant, you were going to get the cold.
Let me ask you, did you get one of those little flat hats that they wear? And like those little
a
beret, yes.
No, I know what you're talking about. No, I did not. Matter of fact, I don't wear hats out there.
You could cock it a little bit to the side a little bit, really like stylish and a beret. Yeah,
Why don't you embrace the culture next time you go?
I thought the women were beautiful over there. They dress up. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. Everything was good.
Good. Did you walk by and tell your wife, hey, that girl's pretty hot. Right?
No.
You kept that to yourself?
I don't want anybody to know. You're a bad. This is a problem. And just imagine we're on the road and stuff gets a lot worse. All right. We've got I tried to do something nice with my wife. I did. I went to France for a week. And they're going, I don't see everybody. I don't see you going to France. I go, why? My wife wanted to go. And I said, okay, let's do it. I want to do what and she booked out. Man, we were doing something nonstop.
You know, you don't have to convince me. I you know, Hollywood's the one that's, you know.
I think it's great. I'm glad he enjoyed it.
Everybody knows me. He goes, nah, dude, honestly, you'd be fine never leaving
the
United
States.
By
the way, where'd you take your wife to on vacation? A card collection show or something?
Yeah.
You know,
up in Broward. There's one coming up in Broward. You got to mention that Broward convention show?
Yeah, we do. We went to Disney World, though.
Oh, nice.
He does it with the kids.
We love Disney World,
great. Yeah,
apparently.
Well, you should with the kids. It's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Let me ask you this. You talk about
like Disney. It's great.
No, you're making it sound like
it's not hot or crowded or expensive. It's great.
Are there any card collectibles for fencers?
Huh? That's a great question.
No.
No?
Let me answer that. No.
Boy, you're really into this sword fighting.
You brought it up. This is ball busting. It's going on. He could care less about that. I know.
Oh, you're not
swords.
A fencing a sword
no.
guy.
No, I'm an aficionado. Yes, I am.
Or a swordsman.
Because it's electric. You touch it, a little light goes off, and everyone claps, and they don't know what they're clapping about.
Right.
I think they're clapping because it's over.
I always wonder, like, why NBC picks certain things up or ESPN picks things. I know they got to fill a lot of time, but it's like, all right, I guess there's a sport for everybody.
They put tennis on TV. They might as well put sword fighting on TV.
Oh, Joe, he's hitting your
All right, anyway, Joe, right our hurts, show Joe. Is coming up this weekend.
Look at that face.
He's so angry. Look, this guy flew to France to
all
watch
All the
tennis.
Guy does is rip golf and tennis. And seriously, I got a point a couple days
ago.
Well, it's pissing me off.
Because he's unathletic. He
I like
those.
Tennis. I just... You know, it gets to you. So
he thinks that tennis guys are stuffy, and he rips these guys up, live up in Jupiter, all of them.
Well, you know they're a little stuffy, your tennis
they're
crowd.
They're not stuffy. My club's not stuffy.
All I ever hear about is you fighting with these people, them getting
I
upset
don't, that's
that
not.
People are making noise.
There are a couple guys who get mad if you're making noise. By the way, once I find out that bothers you, of course I'm going to do it. That's part of the deal.
I mean, how many people have you had altercations with in the parking lot at the tennis club?
None.
He does it on the court.
On the court? I had a guy the other day. I don't want to say the guy.
By
no.
By the time he gets out to the parking lot, they don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, tell us what the fight you had this time.
So the other day I was playing, and a guy finishes his match, so he decides he's going to watch our match. And I'm going at it with Poop Art. We're going at it. And the guy goes, and I didn't make a call. I thought it was close enough, so I didn't call it. And the guy goes, After the point, he goes, you know, that was out by a foot. And I go, I didn't ask you to make a call for me.
Wow.
And that was it. So he didn't do it again. Like, I don't need you being an official or a judge. Yeah. We don't need that. We're fine. I make our own calls. And if I want, and he goes, well, it was out. I mean, you could have called it out. I go, I didn't want to call it out. Now I really didn't want to call it out. All right. Hey,
sounds like a friendly crowd out there.
Oh, we get feisty.
Hey, how'd that match go, by the way? Against Poop Art the other day.
It was a dogfight. Just an absolute dogfight.
You don't
want
to say who won, right?
No.
Can I?
Nope.
All right.
Hey, by the way,
can we talk about the show? You brought up the card show.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, the hobby card show
in Fort
Lauderdale.
If you could stay focused on it to talk about it, it'd be great.
I don't know why you're so afraid to admit who won that match.
Most annoying guy I've worked with.
But I know.
This guy, he's... Go ahead. What do you got on the show?
The show or the match?
No, the
card show.
Hobby card show is coming up this weekend in Fort Lauderdale featuring 200 tables and autograph opportunities. Udonis Haslam will be there, Andre Dawson, Jim Kelly.
All our favorite guys.
Ooh, yeah.
Brad Marchand.
I don't know Brad.
You're a big hockey fan now.
Well,
spends a lot of money over there going to those final matches.
Yeah, I've become a big hockey fan since they're winning Stanley Cups.
Well, you're like everybody else. The bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't make any bones about it. I, you know. You know, I probably for probably 3 years before they started being really good 3 years ago. Yeah, I probably didn't go to many games.
Yeah.
I'm a Johnny come lately.
That's okay. That's our town. We're a little bit of a bandwagon town.
I've been here this long. That's long. So I kind of dropped into that mode, you know?
Yeah. All right, pick a number, Bo.
8.
I will go caller number 8, 305-567-0560. We'll get you set up. The Hobby Card Show, it is coming up Fort Lauderdale this weekend. TheHobbyCardShow.com is how you can purchase tickets if you do not win, if you're not caller number 8 right now.
All right, that sounds good. Hey, we got Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS, going to join us. We'll talk to Pete. A lot of stuff to talk about, including Travis Hunter, man. What a cool thing. Guy plays wide receiver, cornerback, the whole deal. If you're going out there today, you'll see him, and you'll see the Miami Dolphins as they try to figure out 53 guys. Do they have 53 on the roster? We'll get into more of that with Kim Bocamper as well, who joins us in studio this morning. Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, one of the best top sports medicine programs in the country. Top 50. You know why? Well, first of all, people ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They all use those great doctors that they put together, the top team doctors and specialists, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee, replacement Achilles. They see it all, man. Every day, high school, college, and professional athletes. They take care of all of them. And so the next time you have an injury, it's nice to know you don't have to leave town. No, you really don't. Not with these great doctors where you're going to get great results. And then you throw in great three great facilities, including Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal with their doctors is that getting you healthy back out playing the sports you love the most.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, one of our favorites. I'll tell you what, entertaining, Bo, this guy, Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS.
Doesn't he like to be called Pretty Pete Prisco?
He is pretty.
He does that sometimes.
Okay. Right. Pete, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Man, we're doing all right. You going to practice today?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Hey, by the way, so now that Travis Hunter got nicked up a little bit, I guess he could have played. I heard everything. Anybody cutting back on that? He's going to play 100-plus plays a game on offense and defense, or same thing goes? You think that team reevaluates that a little bit?
No, I think the plan is to play him all the plays on defense and then, you know, maybe 60% of the plays, 70% of the plays on offense. Wow. I think that's the plan.
Wow.
And you're right. I mean, from an endurance standpoint, it's not going to be an issue. I mean, the kids, it's strange how he doesn't get bothered by it. When I talked to him at camp, it was 101 that day, and he came over and he sat with me right after practice, and he had been doing stuff on both sides. I said, hot enough for you out there? He goes, it's not too bad. And I'm like, what? I mean, because you know me, I like the heat, but it was hot.
Yeah.
Brutally hot. And so they tell me he has the lungs of a marathon runner. So that's not going to be an issue. The issue is, does the body hold up? And that's going to be the biggest question. But they plan to play him on both sides of the ball a lot.
Yeah. I like the pitching and hitting. And in this, you know, I can relate to this. With Travis, but man, I mean, you know, I remember he played 60 plays, especially in the heat. I couldn't imagine
doubling that number.
But look, the guy, I haven't seen him in person, but when I see him, he's kind of a slight guy. He's not a big guy, right?
He's not a thick guy at all.
Yeah, right, right. And so, you know, I mean,
but here's the other thing, though, Bo. You know this. The corners don't tackle a ton anymore.
No. Hey, look, really with the corners, you need to worry about hamstrings and stuff like that, right? For the most part,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So all that kind of stuff, and then, but it's, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I would like to see him go both ways. It's just, I'd like to see him. You know, I'd hate to see him a month in being out for 8 weeks. You know what I mean? I want to see the guy play because I like him on both sides of the football.
Here's the other part of it.
Yeah. Here's the other part of it. What happens if he plays a couple of years on both sides and he's outstanding at both, right? Let's just say he's all pro corner and a receiver who catches 60 passes with 8 touchdowns. How do you negotiate that next contract?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to get paid. You're going to keep doing that. He definitely going to get paid. What would be realistic numbers in year one? For you, just watching him out there, what would be realistic? Like 4 picks, 3 picks? What?
I think four picks is about right. I'm telling you, he's a natural corner. He's a better corner than he is as a receiver.
Okay.
As a receiver, he's got great hands and he has a great feel for sitting down in zones. The thing that he's worked on and he needs work on is the route running. And, because he was very raw at Colorado, and it's clear that, Edgar Bennett's been a wide receiver coach for a long time. He worked with Devonta Adams, who's maybe the best route runner in the league. And so I think they'll get him going on that, but it might take a year. So I think 4 picks on defense and maybe 50 catches on offense, 45, 50 catches on offense.
Hey Pete, I'm looking at the depth chart in Jacksonville, and I'm thinking, what kind of team is it going to be? You look at you got Trevor Lawrence, Etienne. I don't know what he's going to do, but I always liked him coming out of college. But
not fumbling in the end zone at the end of the game.
About the rest of that team, it's kind of been a mystery to me, that team.
Yeah, and I think offensively, look, Trevor Lawrence, and you'll see it today. Mechanically, they fixed him. I think I thought he was always a long strider. His motion was a little elongated, and when I saw him in camp and in mini camp, I thought it was quicker, faster. He said they worked on it, the footwork, and then you wonder if it carries over to the game. And since you've seen him in the games, it's carried over, and so that's a good sign. So I think he'll be good. I think the passing game could be really good. De'Ami Brown's had a great summer. It gives them some speed, and Brian Thomas is going to be a 1A. I mean, he's big time player. That's a guy that they didn't use enough early last year, and he's become a big time player. So the passing game is going to be really good. You mentioned ETN. I tell you what, they got a kid, a rookie, Tootin, that I think is the real deal. I mean, he's got home run speed from Virginia Tech, knows how to cut. I think ultimately at some point this season, he takes over as the lead runner. The question is the offensive line. And they've shuffled guys around. They spent money there. They brought in Hainsey, McCary at right guard. And they've had competition all throughout camp. But how good are they? I think that's the question. They look better. They're coached better. So I think they might be pretty good offensively. Defensively, the question is the middle of the defense. And, Mason Smith and Eric Armstead have been out all summer. Eric Armstead might be playing the old veteran game. I mean, they say he has a back, but he's going to be one of their defensive tackles along with Mason Smith. But I think the important thing is, can they stop the run? I mean, they've had problems over the last couple of years stopping the run. So I think that's the number one priority for that team.
Tony Boselli gets a big role. I didn't see that one coming, to kind of over the top of the general manager to kind of set the tone and reset this thing. Did that surprise you, number one, and how involved is Tony?
Didn't surprise me. I did a radio show with Tony for 9 years in Jacksonville every Monday. And, I put him in, he's actually an employee of the team, so I used to put him in some very bad positions, and I love doing it. And kind of like I do with you, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
but only we did a
few hours. I know. That was Pete. I wasn't me, Ann. Damn it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And by the way, that was I do it with him for 2 hours, so think about that for a second. So, it was just like a layup. But now, look, he always wanted to get into that side of it. There were a couple of years ago he had an opportunity where he thought he might get back into the football or get into the football side of it, and then it got squashed by the other guy. And so I think it was a smart move by the owner. The owner didn't really have anybody in the building that he could lean on for a lot of stuff. He'd go right to the general manager. Well, the general manager was playing the general manager's angle, and so it never worked out that way. So I think it's a good buffer between GM, coach, and owner, and Tony's embraced it. I mean, you'll see him today. He's embraced the entire process. He loves it. He's been involved in it, actively involved in it. He's not making the football decisions, but he's in on all that stuff, and I think he's really come to grips with what he is. And look, he oversees a lot of the stuff in that building, and I think that's important for them.
Can we jump into your prediction for the top 7 playoff spots? Here we go. Bills, number one. Chiefs, number two. Bowie's got Ravens, three. Yeah. Texans, four. They've been winning that division. I get that. The three wild card, Broncos, okay. Six, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And the last spot, he went total homer. He went back up to Jacksonville. And he went from four wins. Why?
Let me explain to you. Because that division stinks. And well, by the way,
you know, it's not a very entertaining division, to be honest with you. I mean,
no, it's not.
It's like the New Orleans. Like
we don't have a lot of room to talk about divisions.
Well, look,
the division's bad. Let's just be real. The division's bad. I mean, you got a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward starting in Tennessee. You got Daniel Jones starting for the Colts. And then you got in the Texans. I worry about the Texans' offensive line. I really do.
Well,
I mean,
it
was a
marquee
problem
team.
Last year.
There's not a marquee team in that.
No.
You know, it's just like, oh, okay, you know, so okay, this is, you know, Midwest. Well, I don't know. It just
9 or 10 wins could get it done again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think 9 wins. I think Jacksonville could win 9, and I think the Texans could win 9. I don't think any of them will win in 10 or 11. I'll be honest with you. I just don't. It's not a good division. Whereas you know, in your division, Buffalo's going to run away with it with 14 or 15 wins, and everybody else is going to be looking up at them.
Hey, you know what's funny? We were talking about this early this morning. I wanted to run this by you. We all agree Josh Allen's one of the best players in football and the MVP. Who's the second best player on a team? I heard somebody say they just got a lot of really good players. And I started going through that roster on both sides. I can't tell you who the second best player is. There's no
on that team?
Yeah.
Just the left tackle's probably. The left tackle's probably.
Dawkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's one of the better left tackles in the league.
Running back?
Running back. Yeah, he's good, but I don't know. You know, Bosa, when he's healthy, I mean, they got him in bubble wrap until December.
Yeah.
That's what they don't care about.
Joey's on his lap. You know, he's on that. He's on that Twilight Tour.
I think they're really policing his program.
I think they need to. I mean, his history over the last couple of years is just you get him on the field, and if he can play at that level,
plays great.
But he plays great. But he's in and out, which is he's been in the league for quite a while now.
Yeah, here's the other thing about that team. They're the only team in the league, I think I've heard this in years. All 10 of their top offensive linemen came back this year. That doesn't happen.
No.
So there's where they have strength on the offensive line. And by the way, defensively, the two rookies they added in the middle, the Sanders kid from South Carolina and Walker from Kentucky, big body kids. All of a sudden now you look at their defense, they're deep on that defensive line now too. You know, Russo looks like, I mean, he's gigantic. And then you get Bosa, you get, the Hoyt kid, he's going to be suspended for 6 games. Okungjobi's going to be suspended. But when they all come back and, after 6 games, they're going to have to cut a good football player. That's how deep they are on that defensive line. So the corner still remains a concern. You know, Hairston got banged up, the first round pick, and he's been out for a while. But I think as a whole, you're right. They don't have a star on defense that you go, okay, fourth quarter, who do we identify? Got to block him and make if we have a chance to move the football. They don't have that.
Yeah.
But they will come at you in waves on both offensive and defensive lines.
The other thing, much like you could take the top four, very well coached team, right? I mean, the coaching on that team to me is among the top five.
They put their guys in a good position.
Yes, they do.
They put them
in a position to win. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Brady's going to be a head coach as an offensive coordinator. I don't think there's any question about that. What he's done for Josh Allen and cut down the mistakes is big. And then on the other side, Bob Babich is a good young defensive coordinator. And then they have Aaron Kromer as their offensive line coach. He might be one of the best, if not the best, in the league. So you're right. The coaching matters, and I think that shows up with the Bills.
Hey, speaking of four-win teams, people love the Patriots right now, and of course they the overreaction to preseason football. You talk about it all the time. What do you think of the Patriots and how quickly can this thing come together with all that money they spent?
Yeah, I think they're a year away. I think they're going to be feisty, competitive, tough. They're going to be a hard out every week for everybody in that division and whoever they play. But I think they're a year away from pushing for something more and pushing the Bills. I just do. I think when you have that new group coming together, it's hard to bring them all together quickly like that. And then, the offensive line still has some major questions. You're starting a rookie left tackle, and there's some other questions on that offensive line. So I think a year away is where they are. But, boy, I tell you what, they're going to be a tough out week in and week out because, Vrabel's going to bring that physical style, and he's going to bring that mentality to the team. And you also have a heck of a second-year quarterback who I think is going to take a leap forward.
So how do you stack up the AFC East?
Do you really want me to say that?
Yeah, no, we want you to. Yeah, I want to hear this.
Number one, Buffalo's number one. I think New England will push for two, probably put them at two. I probably put the Jets at three, and I probably put Miami at four.
Ooh, yeah. Jeez.
No, Pete's been consistent, though.
You're on Miami radio. I mean, hey, come on, Pete.
I mean, I said that when I was there for training camp, and we did our hits. I said that on the air, and every Miami Dolphins fan in the world got all over me. So I said they were the worst team in the division.
Look, when you say New England,
they're better in some spots, though. I give them that. That defensive line could be nasty in Miami.
Look, I agree. I think New England. I think they did well in free agency, and I think they did well in the draft.
They better do real well at right tackle.
But they need a year to mature, right? That's kind of.
Yeah. And then the Jets, you know, the Jets have a good roster, but is Fields going to take?
Yeah.
You know, that's the question there. And then in Miami, you have questions in the secondary. I mean, my gosh. I mean, there's a ton of questions back there. And then the offensive line has to come together. I think that's a major question, too. And by the way, I love what I've seen from Paul. You know, you guys know, I told you, I love Paul when he came out. He was one of my favorite guys, and he's been good. He's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Pete, it's great having you, man. I'll see you out there. I'm going to save a seat. Bo and I are going to save a seat up there in the corner so we can get you going a little bit, all right?
You know me. I'll be going. That's for sure. All right, guys.
We know that. Pete Prisco, thank you, bud. Senior NFL columnist for CBS joining us this morning. You had to ask him that last question, and you knew. You're sitting here laughing. Here he goes. Yeah. He's not feeling great about the Miami Dolphins. All right. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Oh, my gosh, the SUV family. I got to tell you, you can't say enough about what's going on with the all-new Equinox, whether it's the electric or the regular Equinox. Got the fantastic look, convenient driver tech. And not only that, but all the space you and your family are going to need. It's just fantastic. I go right over that new 2025 Traverse, one of my favorites, right below the Tahoe. And listen, I cannot talk Chevy without the new Tahoes and Suburbans. I like being comfortable, and it has got all the room you and your family will ever need for a big, comfortable SUV. Right over to Silverado Trucks, our big cleanup hitter. They make a Silverado truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. That's why it's our number one seller and has been for a long, long time. With 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. All right, Woody, thank you so much. And our boy Pete Prisco, who you had to get him.
He's got us dead last in AFC. I'm just trying to do a service to your listeners and understanding what he's bringing to the table. You know where we stand.
He is not
in his hierarchy.
He has not felt good about this team. Yeah.
Well, look, he's certainly got a point in the secondary. I mean,
you worried about the O-line?
You know what? I'd like to see Austin Jackson back. That's kind of been going on.
They sound like they're okay with Larry Borum. They said Larry's gotten a lot better.
No,
Borum's playing better.
So Savionai is still a little raw.
I'm not worried about him.
No, I'm not. He just needs reps. He'll get better. But I'm pretty set with you. To me, the offense, if you get Tyreek and Waddle healthy, the only concern with me on that offense really right now is a tight end. And I know Waller's coming back, but I've got to see, you know, and look, I'm not trying to, you know, put a damper on it, but he hasn't played for a year and maybe a half of the last season. And, you know, Joe, it's easy to put it in your mind that I can come back and be.
Well, they've kind of penciled him in as the guy. Right, and I'm like, damn, man, we haven't seen the guy.
He hasn't run a route yet. I haven't seen him run a route yet. I think today. Well, I don't know if the today.
He's been running on his own, apparently, according to Drew.
Well, I don't know if he's been running routes.
That's what they said.
Okay. Well,
but it's there, Bo. You got to get out there.
Well, but here's what it's Joe. I remember when I was out of year, I was beat up when I finished, and when I was out of year, I'm going, oh man, geez, maybe I can, you know,
yeah,
maybe
start
I got
feeling
maybe
better.
I got another year, and then all of a sudden I go, no. So I'm not, you know, I can't speak for him. Look, if he is what he was, You know, I mean, it'd be perfect fit. You know, ball, he's a big guy. He catches the ball well. He runs well.
He looks great.
And he looks great.
Man, that guy looks like he's
but beyond
in great
that,
shape.
But beyond that, I'm just going to the points that, to me, the two biggest concerns I would say is tight end, because we haven't seen him, and then the secondary. And I can't dismiss.
Well, we haven't played with five offensive linemen or six offensive linemen forever.
Yes.
We go 7, 8, 9
right,
every year.
Right. But you'd like to see this offensive line play together, because I think, but if they can stay healthy. And look, most of those guys, Daniels, I think, is going to be fine. Austin Jackson, it's going to be one of those. Maybe he plays week one. I don't know. But
they said he's going to be. He's all these be guys there, supposed so. To be back yeah. for that first game, and you hope so. But So I just thought it was really interesting listening to Mike McDaniel and then Coach Weaver, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, talk about you guys are more worried about this defensive back situation than we are, because we can get
that's
pressure.
Fine. We're still worried about it. I mean, you can they can say you guys are too worried about it. Well, yeah, we are worried about it until we see,
Well, I want to see who's there actually going to be when they put the 53 man is the truth.
You know, Minka. You know, Minka's going to play well for you.
I'm not worried about
safeties. I'm not so worried about the safeties. It's just so we talk about the corners. Well, what happens when you go to nickel and dime?
So now the latest one has been Jason Marshall had a good day yesterday in the slot. And then the other part is Mike Hilton. They keep talking about Mike Hilton, and they're not playing him because he said, we know what he can do. I don't know what that means. At some point, even 31-year-old Mike Hilton's got to play. And they say, well, we know he can blitz. But you got to cover besides just blitz. So, I'll give you another one, too. Matt Dickerson. You can't get rid of him, can you? He's too good. Defensive tackle Matt Dickerson.
You're
going to keep all the young guys.
Yeah. He's that guy that's on the edge. I mean, we talked when we were up in Chicago, and he said, "Look, he's been in the league for 6 years. He's bounced around. He said, I know where I'm at. I may not be on this roster, but I want to put some stuff on tape where I'm going to be on another. But I think there's a number of guys that have done that and put them. Derek McClendon is showing. They talk about him being the best true pure pass rusher on this football team. This is coming from some of the players.
I get all that nice stuff, but we got four veteran guys.
Well, I know. I mean,
Cameron Good's by far the best special teams guy to run down and make tackles. Yes. What about Quentin Bell?
Well, he's a core special teams guy for you too, and he's been playing well.
You can't keep like eight guys at.
You probably got six guys on that could play in just the inside backers, right? And now you got
Willie Gay and KJ Britt are going to be on the team.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think Channing Tindall's in a little trouble.
Well, I think Channing Tindall's in a little trouble too. But I mean, you got some other guys in there that are playing well, and then you got all the. So here's what I'm trying to figure out. The Dolphins, and I like Anthony Weaver, and I love what he's doing. So they play two big guys in the middle, and then they got the edge rusher. Are they edge rushers, or are they linebackers, or are they defensive ends?
I think you're playing like give a lot down of looks, Bo.
Well, so I do see where you can take those two big guys in the middle, and you have these pass rushers outside. You can drop one of those pass rushers down and make it a 3-4, or you can take two of them down and make it a 4-3. I know there's a lot, and you can do that.
I think you're going to see Sealer. You're going to see Benito Jones in the middle, and Kenneth Grant on the outside, and Jordan Phillips is also coming on.
Let me tell you what, Biggers is throwing his. You know, he's been showing up too.
I wonder how much they'll play him early in the year.
I don't know, but I tell you, Phillips is done really well. Phillips has played really well.
Turned it on. Yeah.
You know, Kenneth Grant. I mean, he's done everything you've asked.
Number one pick's playing.
And then a lot. The surprise to me is Phillips and how good he's played. For where they got him at.
He is strong. Seeing some of his highlights on some of the things that he's done.
So they can crash the middle. They can press the middle, and they can come from the sides in a big way.
They got a lot of tough decisions to make at those two
positions.
There are
going to be some good. There are going to be some teams that are picking up some good players.
You know I think's in trouble? Roster. A lot of nice things been said about Grayson Murphy. I don't think he's going to make it.
I feel the same way. He's done a lot of good things.
I think McClendon might go ahead of him.
Before him?
Yeah. If they keep – maybe. Because they may be going, wow, we keep McClendon or Murphy.
Yeah.
What do you do? Now, the other guy will go to the practice squad. The question is, how long are you on the practice squad before somebody else picks you up?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for anybody can sniff pass rushing.
Yeah.
Cameron Good on the team?
Yep.
Or am I giving him too much credit for a special team? Because he's not a great pass rusher.
I think so because of his special teams.
Okay.
You know, they bring in a new special teams coach. And look, by the way, I think their special teams, at least what we've seen so far, have been pretty impressive, especially on the kick returns and all the things that they're doing now with that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. Hey, we're trying to track our chef down. We haven't talked to him, Bo. I haven't talked to him.
No,
I haven't been around, and I was thinking about him here.
Well, he was on vacation, and then I was gone for a long time. I haven't seen him either.
I just want everybody in South Florida, especially now from Key West to up to Jupiter. You're down in that Fort Lauderdale area. Catch and Cut, new restaurant on Los Olas Boulevard. Great steaks, unbelievable seafood, sushi bar, and Bo. It's all led by the executive chef who spent 26 years at Joe Stonecrop. I feel like I do this resume thing every time I talk about Chef Andre and the job that Chef Andre has done. Anyway, Chef Andre joins us this morning. Chef, man, I missed you, man. How you doing?
Since last time we spoke, my head's getting a little bit bigger. I'm pumping out my chest. I'm getting a little more cockier. All the trash talking you do with the Patriots, I'm not going to listen to you guys anymore.
Hey,
so we're
look,
off to a really, really good start.
You got
to
like Pete Prisco. He put him number two in the AFC East pretty boldly.
By the way.
I know. That's nice to see.
You're reading into those preseason games, Chef. You're reading into the friggin' preseason games, 2-0.
Hey, after the last few years, I'll take it and run with it.
hey, Chef, I got to get in some of the stuff here on the restaurant. Everybody's been raving that goes over there has had a great experience, the food and everything else. What do we got going on for the summer? It's been a month or so since I've talked to you.
Yeah, you know, it's actually a great time. We're planning for the fall menu. The fall menu will launch October 15th, tied in with the stone crab season. Getting ready to do our Sunday afternoons. Which will highlight, you know, sushi and high-end champagnes. So we got a lot going on. We're going to do a Catch and Cut winemaker series dinner for hopefully 6 to 12 dinners per year. So we got a lot going on. But, you know, we're still developing who we are and what direction we're going to take. But I can tell you the customers that we have, and believe it or not, I get a lot of customers from your radio station who come to my defense from all the trash talking that I take from you guys.
That's all those New Englanders that come down.
I don't want this place to turn into like everybody up in the Boston area feels like they can go to your restaurant, though. Come on.
Listen, soon we're going to have, you know, we had the Panthers flag out there. We had the Dolphins flag. I ordered the Patriots flag.
Oh, well.
And trust me. I still have your two jerseys in my Amazon cart.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? You know what's funny? So the station here, you know, they've gone to FM, so it gives you a broader, where you go from Key West to
north of Jupiter.
North of Jupiter, but you know, Chef, I've been in there where people from Palm Beach and Boca Raton and Miami have been in there, so it's already got a pretty broad approach. But you know, some of those guys from, you know, a little more north up there need to drive down.
You know, I always tell everybody too. I always forget because parking. Everybody talks about parking. We got valet parking there, which really makes it nice. I don't know who got that done, but that sure is a nice touch.
Yeah, it's a nice touch for our clientele. They really enjoy it. But, you know, we're getting a lot of repeat customers, and that's my goal, to bring back that old-school hospitality, get to know our customers, the customers get to know us. And I was in there talking with the managers yesterday saying, guys, this is what it's all about. You know, all the modern technology is not going to drive customers. It's us going to drive customers. And it's starting to come along really well, and I'm really, really enjoying it.
Well, you know, you do a good job of tweaking the menu. I mean, every time I've been, it seems like you've added something, you know, and just kind of refreshing a little bit. And obviously, you have the catch of the day, the cut of the day. But even on some of the other stuff, the restaurant's kind of, I mean, the menu's kind of ever changing.
Yeah, the menu's pretty simple, and it's funny. When I was in college at Johnson & Wales, going back 1982 to 84, you know, one of our classes, we had to design a menu. And I pulled up the menu the other day from my storage, and believe it or not, it's almost similar in a way. And I just want simple, good food. I want you to come in, enjoy your friends, enjoy us, and really make it part of your daily dining.
Hey, how's that soup? Before we let you go, how's our superstar waiter doing? I've heard from him a few times.
Eugene,
how's he
the
doing?
Dancing machine?
Eugene, the dancing machine, can crack stone crab like nobody's business.
Yeah, he's doing really well. I just got to calm him down with the Eagles a little bit.
Good luck.
Yeah, I really enjoy working with him. He's part of the restaurant. He's fitting very well.
Chef, thank you, man. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here, man. Keep it rolling over there. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Hey, don't be sad when the Dolphins take care of business.
Including that home opener. Right. Thanks, Chef.
I'm gonna tape this segment, so remember that.
I know you are. We do know that. Thanks, Chef. We do know that, my man. Thank you. All right, that was Chef Andre. Man, if you get a chance, you guys got to head out there. Bo. What's your favorite steak or fish when you go out there?
You know,
steak.
I like the sea bass, really good. And Joe, those steaks are hard to.
No,
they're really hard to pass those, up. Man. I mean, I've, you know, it,
but you can't get a bad steak there. It's impossible.
Well, let me tell you what the sushi though is second to none.
Yeah, when I'm with your wife, it's really good because they just bring it over, man. When you're with Sweet Mary over there, it's the way to go. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Got a lot more stuff to get to here, but before we do hit the 9 o'clock hour, I want to tell you about Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. Oh my gosh, the man has no life. He's always working. It's about getting your mortgage quickly. Man, that's what it's all about. Getting you the best rates. Right now, the rates are in the fives. Mike Okotsi made it a point, Joe. Tell him they're in the fives. First time home buyer rates. We're going to get you pre-approved, get it all done. So the next time you go for your first home, you got a chance. Nothing worse than keep finding a place and you get beat out by somebody else. Oh, we lost out. We weren't set. Didn't have the money in place. They didn't want to take a chance on us. Those days are over with Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Mike Okotsi's got a great program for you. I always just say this, man. Go to Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews. They're saying a lot of nice things about Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. He got a great program for the seniors. Programs that convert your home equity into money quickly. I can go on and on about the programs, but hey, it's about getting you that mortgage and that money that you need quickly for something you really want to get, and that's what they are all about and always have been. Again, call or text them, 561-441-2730. Mike Okotsi will get back to you quickly. More than 30 years of experience right here in South Florida, MLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.